tomb is empty. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One bright Easter Sunday morning, early in the morning, these 2 4-year-old curly-topped twins came tumbling down the stairs into the living room. This was the first year that they kind of understood there was something special about Easter. So they went into the living room and they were amazed that these huge Easter baskets there. So they looked at them. They looked at their worldly wise older brother who was 7 and said to him, "Where did these baskets come from?" The older brother said, "The Easter bunny." "Where did all this candy come from?" The older brother said, "The Easter bunny." "What about those eggs, those beautiful painted eggs? Where did they all come from?" Older brother said, "The Easter bunny." Well, they thought, of course, the Easter bunny must be a marvelous creature. So later on that day, they're at church with their family. Comes time for the homily, and the priest begins the homily by looking out at the people and saying, "Who rolled back the stone?" With all they learned that morning, the twins shouted back at him, "The Easter Bunny!" Well, the Easter Bunny is a marvelous creature, but the Easter Bunny did not roll back the stone. The stone was rolled back by the power of God. That's what we're here to celebrate this morning, that the stone has been rolled back. Imagine for a moment this morning what it would mean if the stone had not been rolled back. When Mary of Magdala and Peter and John went to the tomb, the stone was still there. What would have happened in that case? Well, first of all, none of us would be here this morning. There'd be no gospel, no good news. There'd be no missionaries, no monasteries, no church buildings, no schools, no Catholic schools, no Christian institutions of higher learning. There'd be none of that. St. Paul says it well in one of his letters. He says, "If Jesus Christ is not risen from the dead, we are the most foolish of people." But then Paul continues right away. He says, "But he is risen from the dead." Paul, now remember, who had had that experience of the risen Lord on his way to Damascus to persecute the church, but now he experiences the risen Lord, becomes a great convert, a great Gentile, a great apostle to the Gentiles. He is risen from the dead, yes. That's what we're here to celebrate. The stone has been rolled back. You know, when we think about it, the gospel has a lot of very interesting little facts that only can come from eyewitnesses. We sometimes kind of skip over them because they're so familiar to us. But just take this morning, for example. We're told that Peter and John, hearing that message from Mary, run to the tomb. Then we have this little fact. John gets there first. He's younger, so he would get there first. Little eyewitness fact. Then Peter arrives, and they look in, and what do they see? See the burial cloths there. Now, that's the fact that we should focus on for a minute. Because what would Peter and John have thought as they were running to the tomb? That the body had been stolen. Tomb robbing was a very common thing in those days. There were laws prescribing it. Robbers would take the bodies out of the tombs, unwrap them, try to hope that there would be jewelry or some other precious things buried with them. But there they look in and they see the burial cloths in the tomb. What does that mean, that the burial cloths are in the tomb? If you were a grave robber, would you take time to unwrap the body in the tomb? Would you take time to leave it there and the headpiece, roll it up and fold it in a place by itself? Of course not. You take the body out of the tomb immediately and unwrap it someplace else. So what does that little fact mean, that the burial cloths and the headpiece are in the tomb? What does it show? Not that somebody broke into the tomb. Somebody broke out of the tomb. Somebody broke out of the tomb. Jesus. Jesus broke out of the tomb. Right through the cloths. He had gone down and dirty with death. But he won. He broke out of the tomb. Victory day. Victory day for Jesus. Victory day. Victory day for Jesus. And because it's victory day for him, victory day for you and me too. Because he promises us, doesn't he? He says it. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die. Victory day. Victory day for you too and for me. Because when that day comes, when the stone is rolled over our tomb, when it crashes down on our tomb, on that day, Christ promises to break us out. To break us out. Victory day. This victory day for him is victory day for you and me, too. Victory day. You know, it's interesting when you look at the scriptures, the very first Easter homily was preached not on Easter, but on the day of Pentecost. That's what we see Peter doing in the first reading today. Remember, after the Lord appeared to them in the upper room, he said, stay here until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. They were afraid. They were cowering up in that upper room. Then the Spirit comes. They go out into the marketplace. They go out into the forum, and they begin preaching. But look at what Peter, a spokesperson, says today. What's the first preaching of the church? The first words that the church preaches under the inspiration of the Spirit. First words are these, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
He is risen indeed.
The words that Peter preaches are not, first of all, about Jesus' miracles. That'll come later. They're not about the wonderful parables of the kingdom. That'll come later. They're not about what Jesus expects of his followers. That'll come later. The very first preaching of the church is about one thing. That man you hung on the cross, that man that hung there and bled and died, that man, that same man, the Son of God, is risen from the dead. That's the first preaching of the church. The very first words of the church. Jesus Christ is risen. Let me conclude this morning with a little true story about the great British Prime Minister during the Second World War, Winston Churchill. Churchill, as he got older, of course, got to a point where he was ready to die, dying, and he helped plan his own funeral service. Funeral service took place at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. If any of you have ever been to St. Paul's Cathedral, it's a huge church. It has a huge rotunda, a huge round rotunda, and all around the rotunda is a catwalk. And so the day of the funeral took place. It was very solemn. Heads of state, king and queen were there. At the end of this very solemn funeral, and remember that Churchill had planned it, helped plan it, from up on the catwalk on one side, a lone bugler began playing taps. Day is done, gone the sun. Day is done, gone the sun. But immediately when that finished, from the other side of the catwalk, another bugler began playing reveille. You got to get up. You got to get up. You got to get up in the morning. See what Churchill was saying? Day was done, yes. But he believed that Jesus Christ was going to break him out. Break him out into a whole new morning, a whole new day, a whole new eternal day. You got to get up. You got to get up in the morning. Victory day. Victory day, because Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
You can do better. Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Hallelujah.